This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Wednesday, September 21st. Smart beta ETFs are the fastest growing segment of the ETF industry and one of the hottest topics when industry experts get together. Kiran Kirwan, Senior Investment Strategist at ProShares, says there are two ways to think about smart beta. The first, as any type of investment strategy that does not rely on a market cap weighting. The other is a bit more complicated.
Investment strategies that look to exploit a so-called factor or thing, a dynamic, a characteristic in the marketplace that have explained returns over time.
Kirwan takes a closer look at what characterizes a smart beta ETF.
It's applying a specific factor to a group of stocks with the hopes of identifying or tilting your portfolio to get exposure to a particular factor that you may want to exploit in a particular period of time. Dividends, for example, would be a good example. Everybody wants exposure in this type of market environment to companies that pay dividends. So dividends, in a way, are considered a factor.
On Bloomberg Radio earlier this week, Kirwan said there are many ways to use these smart beta ETFs in a portfolio.
One way is to enhance returns. Another way is to reduce risks.
Kirwan also says investors use smart beta ETFs to place a bet on the fund's particular exposure. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.